You okay, John?
I am. I just thought it's better if I don't watch.
Yeah, you carry on. You look the other way. That's no problem.
At Southmead Hospital in Bristol, John Williamson is going through the medical mill.
So I will be doing a series of blood tests. A whole test lasts 3.5 hours, so we'll have a blood test.
Blood has to be taken, tissue type tests have to be done, and to add insult to injury, John hates needles.
When I put it in the perspective of, you know, what Andy's had to go through, this is really nothing. You know, he has to do dialysis every night. So getting poked by a few needles is really nothing in comparison.
Something real to play with.
John's going through all this for his cousin Andy, and he says for Andy's daughter Doro. The incredible thing is that until now the two cousins haven't really known each other that well, but John was so moved by Andy's plight he felt he wanted to help.
It's one of those things where words are really difficult to find to express it. I know from having had a transplant already what it means, the difference that it makes to me having a healthy working kidney compared with being on dialysis is just indescribable. It's also really great that it's given us an excuse to get to know each other better. I mean, we've been separated by the Atlantic all our lives, so even though we're first cousins, we've never really been in touch that much, and it turns out we have quite a lot in common and in our kind of life philosophies and things, so it's really great to find a kindred spirit like that in the family.
The process is being overseen by Kay Hamilton, a senior nurse, who says it's vital that all involved are fully aware of the risks.
It's a really rigorous investigation process, and the donor's safety is of the highest priority to us. We'd love to get everybody a kidney transplant, but not at anybody else's expense. It is a big operation. It includes lots of risks that have to be considered. There is a risk of death, 1 in 3,000, and that's obviously not to be taken lightly. I mean, if anything was found unsuitable throughout that whole process, whether it be psychologically or physically, we found any of the investigations threw up a medical problem, then we stop the whole process.
There's lots of hanging around in between the tests. And then it's time for the CT scanner. John has to change into a gown, and there are yet more needles because he's injected with dye to enable his kidneys to be checked.
We're just waiting outside the CT room while John gets his final scan that checks his internal plumbing. It's a big moment, I suppose. This is one of the crucial things that'll decide whether we go through with it, but also it's where he's really putting himself through the mill of medical tests, and I'm just feeling really excited, I suppose. Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't feel that big of a sacrifice. There's so many rare opportunities in life to do something very meaningful for somebody else, and this is a